This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail. Till Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor, sing you. We out here.
Sinatra.
If I sit on the throne, I commit and be home. So little is known about the high life in the zone. Started a soldier, part of a new culture. Avoided the sharks, ran off the vultures. Departed the country, heavy hearted and hungry. A little angry, but it wasn't for money. But the money's so goddamn funny. How it blinds dummies, you ain't seeing the sunny day. You gotta find money. Time's money, so I waste none, kill it all. Break me open, witness game,
yo,
I spill
yo,
it
yo,
all.
Yo, 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 it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, coming at you. And I had to double check. We're on episode 74. Stay hammered. What's going down, Miggity Mike the Mayor?
ODB, just another beautiful day in paradise. It's absolutely gorgeous day today in Southwest Florida. No rain. It was hot, but there's still no rain. So it's all good, brother. It's good to be on here with you and, of course, Airhead Nation. So life is good, brother. What's going on with you?
Everything is good, Miggity Mike. And, hey, we just came off. This is another successful week. We dropped that mini trucking Mondays. I was going to call it Motivational Monday. Then Mike goes, hey, man, I got the perfect name, Mini Trucking Mondays. So that was, we were able to get that under the wire Monday night. So thanks for everyone that listened. We also have a jam-packed episode. Looking forward to it. Thanks again to R.A. Rubin for coming on, chopping it up a little bit. But this episode is brought to you by Sick Nick. That's S-I-K-N-I-C. And if you go on Instagram, you want to search Scraping the Coast Show, you will see a recent post from the Custom Car Show Productions. You want to make sure that you check out Sick Nick. It's August 25th and 26th in Gonzales, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Lamar Dixon Expo Center. The pre-registration ends in 1 month or so. So definitely make sure you follow Scraping the Coast Show. There's a lot of information there on where you can PayPal the information, or excuse me, the loot to. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. So, Mike.
I'm a bad man.
I'm a bad man, right? It's like, doesn't Shaq say that?
Boom, shakalakalaka.
So, hey, Mike, what's going down? Episode 74, man. We're staying hammered.
Hey, that's a great title there, because I do believe that our boy, Mr. Hammered Weekend Wear himself, will be joining us later on. And he's got a big announcement to make, especially because this weekend is Camp and Drag. And definitely want to wish Bill and his whole crew nothing but good vibes. We're going to send them good vibes his way to have a kick-ass show, which I already know they're going to. But definitely everybody that's heading out to Camp and Drag, definitely have a safe trip and, have a kick-ass weekend.
Man, it was great having Bill on. Camp and Drag is one of those bucket list shows, if not a show that you go to every year. The one time I went, the homie Ernie Macias made the trek from Cali, repping No Regrets Car Club. What a good dude out there. So many people going to the show. Hope they have a great time. Mike, I got an awesome update for you in reference to our podcast, man.
Hell yeah, Jay, let's hear it.
So check this out. I went into Podbean today, and lo and behold, it actually says that we're connected to Spotify, dude. So we are on Spotify live and direct, dude.
Hell yeah. It's about damn time. You put that shit in how long ago?
I know, man. For a while there, when I logged in today, I really did kind of expect for it to just say, error it out, because it was taking a while. And sure enough, it, I guess, I don't know if the queue was really backed up, and boom, it's there. Now, what I do need to do, and I meant to do this before we started, is go in and actually, you know, browse and find it. Because again, it says connected to Spotify, I guess, hypothetically. We could still be in the dark ages, but we will validate that, and hopefully by the time this one posts in a couple days, we'll have the word out to the Airhead Nation, brother.
Hell yeah! Well, I'm having some internet difficulties over here at the mayor's mansion, so otherwise I'd go on and I'd check it out. But right now I ain't got no damn internet connection. Don't know why, but I don't. So I'll check that out later because I got Spotify here on my phone and I can't connect to it. So we'll check that out later. No big deal, but definitely Airhead Nation, just another way, another outlet that you guys can listen to I Lifestyle, the podcast. I definitely appreciate, Jay, you making that happen for us. And that's you know, some more exciting news for sure.
Hails to the yeah, brother. So speaking of podcasts, man, I got a major announcement. Are you ready for this one, man?
Let's hear it, brother. I know what you're going to say, so let Airhead Nation know what you're going to say.
Dude, man, I don't have enough going on. I'm starting a second. Yeah, you heard it, a second podcast, because, hey, there's no sleep, you know? Team no sleep, and it's no breaks. ODB is starting a second podcast, Lincoln Addict, and hey, I'm super stoked. You know I have that Lincoln Addict brand. I'm passionate about these cars. Hell, I really love all Lincolns in general. Definitely looking to expand the topics and really didn't want to infringe, Mike, too much on this one. I think there's a little bit of love in everyone's heart for a badass Lincoln, especially when it's laid out, but I kind of felt, you know what? That's going to help us build our brand with our lifestyle podcast, and it gives me an opportunity bi-weekly. So, you know, in between some of the action that we got going on here, I could talk about my favorite cars, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, brother, I'm all about it. I know it definitely going to, you know, hurt our lifestyle, the podcast. It's definitely something that, you know, me and you have put on the map, and all it's going to do is just, you know, we can help build both of them together. You know what I'm saying?
Hells to the yeah, my man. Also, I did just check, and our lifestyle, the podcast, presented by Sparkles Detail, Orange Beach Invasion, Sick Nick, Scraping the Coast, Slamber Party, you name it, it is officially there. So it took me a second there to search. I see all the different episodes. But getting back to Lincoln Addict, I love these cars. It's going to give an opportunity for me to really expand upon some of the topics that I've wanted to, you know, kind of bring here. But I kind of felt like, you know, not everybody's going to want to hear brake tech about Lincolns. And not everyone's going to want to hear about, you know, the guy, John Cashman, that goes around the U.S. that was recently on Jay Leno's Garage and fixes the tops and the windows. You know, it's one of the things I've always thought, Mike, and you and I, we have the same mindset. You know, we're opportunists. And if there's an opportunity that presents itself, man, we stab the throttle and we go in, man, almost like we're robbing a bank. Not that we would ever, you know, say to do that. And we just, you know, we just come fishtailing out of there, dude. And that's what I'm doing. I'm like, you know, I'm still in my 30s. You heard that, and I'm going hard in the paint, brother.
Yeah, I'm going hard in the paint.
So, Mike, you know, I'm going hard in the paint, like I said. But listen, you mentioned a moment ago we're going to have the homie, the big homie, Ron Perkins. Let's pipe him in. Mike's going to lay back in the cut a minute, and then we're going to bring Mike back in here, man. So, all right, we're going to bring in Riggedy Ron Perkins. As I mentioned, we got Riggedy Ron Perkins in the house on episode 74. We're staying hammered. Ron, what's going down, man?
What's happening, Jake? Doing good, good.
Man, everything is good. You've been teasing us for a while with this 720 date. Love how you continue to put out great product. You've got good names, good businesses that you work with. The artwork is on point. And we know that you can go to Hammered Weekend Wear or hammeredapparel.com. So, you know, what's going down, man? What are some of the updates you got going on?
Well, when I put out that update, you know, everybody was messaging me left and right saying, I've been waiting for a Nissan shirt. I've been waiting for a Nissan shirt. You're dropping this on July 20th. And I'm replying back to these messages like, no, I got an announcement on the 20th. I got an announcement on the 20th. So July 20th has always been the day. So then 720 comes up, and I'm like, this is the Nissan thing. Now I get it. So it has absolutely nothing to do with the Nissan, but, you know, we're going to give you guys the first drop on our lifestyle, the podcast, right now.
Oh, snap, dude. And, hey, I always tell people, Ron, the easiest way, we're all Instagram junkies. Just go on Hammer. Just type in H-A-M-M-E-R-D. It's going to pull up on Instagram. Click their link right there from their bio. It takes you right there. Or, again, you can just type in Hammered Weekend Wear or HammeredApparel.com. Super simple, right, Ron?
Yeah, it's easy as that.
So what you got for us, dude, July 20th, halfway through the year almost, a little bit over the line, if you will. What's Hammered Weekend Wear got in store, homie?
Well, for everybody that's been waiting and waiting and waiting so long, we got two items that we're dropping today, right now, as a matter of fact. You can go to the website. It's hammeredweekendwear.com. It's H-A-M-M-E-R-D, weekendwear.com. And you can check out Kate and Richard's Toyota is on one of our newest designs, and it's titled Beauty and the Beast. We'll let you figure out which is the beauty, which is the beast. And if you're familiar with those, with them Texas boys, we're doing it again. For everybody that reps that H like everybody does down there in Houston, like Carlos, we put his badass C10 on a new design. So if you rep that H, you're going to want to cop this shirt and continue banging that Hammer Weekend Wear gear. We appreciate it.
Hails to the yeah. You know what, man? You had a little bit for the mini truckers with the two epic Toyotas. Then, boom, you still hit them with the H-Town. You know, Texas is always in the house. We got a lot of listeners there, and you came really, really hard in the paint with this one, with that badass C10. We saw it at Scraping the Coast. Man, does that truck deserve to be on a shirt, man. Three badass trucks, Ron.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We were we actually had Kate and Richard's Toyota on the back burner for a really long time, and even though I hate to admit it, Carlos's C10 was on the back burner for even longer. We just, with respects to Greg Miller, and we had to put out Kate's truck because it was on the Scraping the Coast artwork, and so was Carlos's as of late. So we appreciate all the help from Greg Miller from Scraping the Coast and Custom Car Show Productions. We're really good friends with him, and we just chatted back and forth, and I told him, I said, hey, if this is an issue, we'll wait to drop it, and we came on common ground, and so 720 is the day, and check it out. I hope you're on the website right now checking it out.
Yeah, hammeredweekendwear.com. You know what's great, Ron, that I love is, you know, a lot of people say there's a lot of money out there, there's enough for everyone, and it's true, and you're able to kind of work with other business partners in this scene of ours, like Greg Miller with Custom Car Show Productions, and I salute you for doing it. A lot of guys, you know, might just say, hey, man, you know, this is my shirt, you know, I'm going to drop what I want. But you thought it through as a good business rep, if you will, in the scene, and, you know, you're promoting shows, which we'll talk about in a minute. We've talked about and hit on in the past. I want to remind people that when you go to the website, don't just look at the shirts. I know you want to go there first, add those to the cart. Before you check out, go over to accessories. You've got the 24x48 banners, which are badass. You've got the 22-ounce cups, and then you got the nice kind of wooden-type coasters, which really, really go cool in the house or in the ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah, appreciate that. A lot of people skip right over that. We actually added that last year. This year, the newest edition, a little clearance section, which you can catch there at the bottom. If you don't see a shirt that you really dig, it's more than likely in that clearance section because we're running super low on it. So don't be afraid to head over there. The prices on those shirts are way too low. I can't even see them on the radio, let alone barely on the internet. So you have to check it out yourself, and hopefully you can cop a shirt at a super deep discount.
Hails to the yeah, man. Speaking of shows, I think there's a show that you have your name associated to. We had the homie on. So I know you're looking forward to that one, Ron.
Yeah. There's a show that that's going on out in Oregon. It's called Relaxing in the Park.
Hold on. Wait a minute, man. Now, I was under the impression, isn't it relaxing in the Northwest, man?
Oh, relaxing in the Northwest is Oregon. While we're talking about relaxing, you can relax in Missouri with your boy out here at Hammered Weekend, where right across the river from me is Relaxing in the Park, May 18th and 19th. The Relaxed Atmosphere Missouri chapter is going to be throwing that down. So you heard it here first. Make sure you check out them boys in Missouri.
Damn, so 2019, mid-May, you know what that brings back memories of? Back in the day, that might take Showfest's place. We've been waiting for a while for a kick-ass show in mid-May. You said it's in Missouri, Relaxing in the Park? Dude, hey, man, you got to count our Lifestyle, the podcast, in on that one, Ron.
Hell yeah, that'd be great. We'd appreciate everybody taking a look. The website will be up pretty soon if it ain't already, and I'm just not aware of it. But we wanted to drop it here first, and there'll be more info to come. While we're on that subject, the show I was trying to spit out was Relaxing in the Northwest in Oregon, and that one is actually this coming weekend. So the next weekend, July, you got the dates on that, the 26th? Is that right?
Yeah, I believe it's the July 26th, and the cool thing is on Instagram, you can go to it's Relaxing in the Northwest. So it's kind of like Relaxing ends with an IN, and then you go IN again, the NW, Relaxing in the Northwest. And right there, biggity boom, July 27th through the 29th, 2018, at the Oregon State Fairgrounds in Salem, Oregon. Man, that's going to be a damn good show. We're going to love to kind of post coverage of that from here, from the comfort of Florida. But we will be thinking about all the homies in the Northwest.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good time. And you know, even if you're not from the neighborhood, you know, last year I flew out there. We had some people come out from Arkansas that towed their vehicles out. So it's always a show to go to. They've been working really hard on it. And like Justin said, when he was on, there was a show called Drop Zone. It used to be at that same venue, so if you're familiar with Drop Zone, this is their 10th anniversary as far as Relaxed Atmosphere throwing a show, so make sure you go out there and check it out.
Hails to the yeah. Now, Ron, why we've got you, I have to ask. You heard Mike and I recently, you know, Mike had to throw a little joke in there. Of course, he was messing around. But, man, what's up with the new SEMA bill, dude? How do you – man, you're juggling a lot of shit, man. This is a cool – regular cab truck. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I don't know if now's the right time to say it, but I'm actually not even done with my trailer for Camper Drag yet. But we decided to sneak in a 2017 GMC Sierra that's a standard cab short bed. I call it Project Sport Truck, mainly just because it's kind of a throwback truck. I've always wanted like a CK body style truck, and this 17 has kind of got the most close lines of that they've had in years, as far as I'm concerned. The previous body style didn't have that kind of CK line. This one did, so we're kind of trying to throw it back to that. We're gonna we got it on a Beltec kit. We got that down the other day. We got American Racing wheels on it. We use Exalted paint all throughout the whole unit, and we're probably gonna be throwing some cat skins and some Magnaflow exhaust, you know, all kinds of sport truck stuff at it, but. Yeah, it's fun, and it's nice to, I mean, it's July, it's nice to not be under the gun in October when we usually start SEMA builds, but we'll cruise it for a while, and then SEMA, and then back. I might need a paint job before SEMA, but it's all good.
Hells yeah, man. Well, Mike and I always talk about, I love the posts that you make where you have, like, all the different shirts together, and we've talked about it time and time again. We love the campaign that you've got, hashtag real builds, and I love how you capitalize the real. So make sure you check out Hammered Weekend Wear on Instagram. You'll see from, you know, Jen's C10 to the badass square body blazer, all the way to the dualies, One Nation Under the Influence. I mean, so many epic shirts. It really is no wonder that most people don't have, you know, they should have them all, because you could really wear almost a different shirt every day of the freaking month. I love it, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We actually started this Wall of Fame thing back when I had my Freightliner van. It was basically we were starting to hang up shirts on. We'd stretch them over a canvas and then hang them up on the wall. And, you know, we got pretty deep into it before I even realized, like, this is a pretty bitchin' wall. And I tagged a bunch of people in it, and I was like, this is the Hammered Wall of Fame. So it kind of took off, and now that we have a trailer, we're making a board that holds these, which I posted, that we're going to have all these shirts on. Right now we're at 30, but that's going to go by us real quick. And a lot of them are selling out, so we'll probably pull some off and then put some new ones on because of space and whatnot. But, yeah, it's pretty cool to see them all lined up together and kind of step back and look and be like, holy shit, look at there's 30 badass designs right there. And, you know, and just keeps pushing you forward. You can definitely look at the artwork and kind of place them by when they're released, because I think the artwork just keeps getting cooler and cooler as it goes. But, yeah, I mean, no matter what vehicle it is, they're all up there, and we do what we can to feature real builds, and we're gonna keep doing it. I don't know if it's gonna be a trend that's gonna catch on with other people, but I mean, that's kind of a Hammered thing. We're gonna do it and do it big.
Yeah, you're gonna keep doing it. Also, man, the thing that always comes to mind is you've got a great brand that supports the scene. You definitely need to get behind Hammered Weekend Wear. I continue to see people post up and say, man, I just ordered another one, just got some. I love seeing it. I love when they tag us too. It kind of gives me a smile on my face. One quick question. What's the number one request? Like, you know, when your friends slam their fist on, they go, damn it, man, I wanted that one. I just came across it. You have to get a lot of requests for like the older ones that are out of print, so to speak. Is there any one that you ever think that you might reprint?
I think right now the reprint's kind of a weird word because the shirt that we have that's I Drive Hammered, we might restructure that one. So I don't know if reprint's the right word, but
okay.
You might see something along those lines in the future. But, I mean, there's a lot of shirts that are selling out, and it's not necessarily like the oldest ones. So, I mean, it could be could be one that we just got in. We order a stock of these shirts and in order to get them from the printer. And we, as soon as they sell out, after there's none left in stock in your particular size, doesn't mean that they're gone forever. Like, we will do a reprint, but it's just kind of like a, I don't know when kind of thing, because it depends on when the other ones sell out. So, yeah, I mean, there's always a possibility of anything, I guess.
I like it, man. I got to ask you this. You may not be able to say the person's name, but I understand, like, hey, sometimes celebrities are even buying this product from you on your website. I know you've seen a couple cool names come across for some different orders. It's got to bring a smile to your face, man, to know that the brand that you really got behind and you put your heart and soul into it, that people really like it as much as we do.
Yeah, it is really pretty cool. As far as the number one thing that I get a kick out of while we're talking about orders coming through the website, and it's totally off subject, is people's emails crack me up, because you can totally dial the person in just on their email. celebrities, I mean, there is some people that have came across the website, and I probably shouldn't really say anything until they post something first, but
I think it's cool, man.
And it's fun when you see it come across, and you kind of double take, and you're trying to put the geographics to the name, and like, okay, this is, does Missouri line up with this dude, or does Florida line up with this dude? So, it's fun, and it's neat, and hopefully we'll be able to release some of that stuff soon. I don't know, I may just go the rest of my life and not get any reply back to it, so who knows?
Well, and just so everyone knows, I was talking about Hammered Hank, because I know he's a keyboard commando, and Hammered Hank, he likes to get on there in the middle of the night, and he places orders, and they're random ones, but I tell you what, man, he's racking up quite a line, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Hank's a kick in the ass. For anybody that doesn't know about Hammered Hank, Hank came around about, actually it was this time last year at Camp and Drag, and people for the longest time thought I was talking to myself on Facebook, back and forth, you know, in the middle of Waveland, whether there's no reception at all. If you've ever been to Waveland, there's like hardly any cell service at all. So that was the first thing. I didn't even know anything about it until the weekend was over. But, you know, as everything goes by, one of my buddies, that, that I got with had actually started Hank's Facebook page, and he's running. It's been running it the whole time, and he's having a good time with it. And you know, I got Hank here at the house, and we just do what we do.
Well, about, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, 7 months ago, whatever month it is, I know Hank was arrested on December 25th, 2017. You know, there's a famous mugshot, City of Gerald. You know, Hank, I think it's Hank Norms is his last, or Hank Norris, excuse me. How could I get that wrong? Height 6'4". And, you know, we just wish the best for Hank because he likes to get in trouble. But we do know that he loves placing orders randomly on hammeredweekendwear.com. So big ups to Hank, man, the homie.
Yeah. Hank, if you're listening with your plastic ears, what's up, dude?
There you go, man. Right, Chia. So, Ron, it's always good to pull up. The last few episodes I've been recording with Mike, I sometimes try to remind you, please, like, if we're recording, man, I mean, you can call, but it's like I got this really annoying ringtone on my phone and whatnot. So, you know, tonight I was like, you know what, I don't want Ron to call during the time we're recording, so let me just call him. So it's always good syncing up with you, bro, and just keep up the hustle, man, because that pedal stomped to the ground.
Yeah, it's always a grind, and we're always, you know, keeping the pedal stomped and no brakes, just full speed ahead, and you know, everything that goes on here at the Hammer Weekend, we're headquarters. You can check us out on Facebook under that location, Hammer Weekend Wear headquarters. 95% of all the stuff that is done is done by Mrs. Hammer Weekend Wear, and that's Kelly Perkins. So if you ever see her out and about or on Facebook or whatever, you know, make sure and give her a high five. You know, I wish I could do more to give her more props because all the embroidery, all the shipping. I kind of feel like Hank myself where I'm just a pretty face, but not as pretty.
Hells yeah. Well, big ups to her. You had me there for a minute because I thought you were going to do with one of my favorite comedians, the Ollie G., has said to a DEA agent, I thought you were going to say 95% of everything that happens is legal at the Hammered Weekend Wear headquarters. But man, we got nothing but respect for you, man. You know, keep the pedal going, and man, we will continue to support you. You support us, and we appreciate you, man.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. I appreciate all of your Head Nation, and you know, you make sure when you're on that website and you do place your order that you're clicking in the notes and add an OLP or add our Lifestyle Podcast. Let me know that you heard of us from there, and we'll always throw some kind of goodies in, you know, for you. Can't really say what it is because they change month to month. But, you know, make sure you're always putting that in there because we see them. You know, even if you say, hey, you're a shitbag, I see it. So, you know, just keep doing that, and we'll keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, definitely appreciate it. So when you support Hammered Weekend Wear, you support our Lifestyle, the podcast, and we appreciate y'all. I just want to say, Ron Perkins, we out here, and you have a great night, brother.
Thanks, brother. You too.
Yo, so Mike, man, it's not easy for Mike to stay quiet. I was like, hey, Mike, listen, we're going to pipe in Ron from Hammered Weekend Wear. I just need you to lay back in the cut a minute. You know what I mean? Go get yourself a cold brew. But Mike, you're back in the house, dude. What's going down?
Damn, dog, my phone don't want to work tonight. But guess what? I got it back up and going. So now it's the Wi-Fi is back. It's good. And hopefully we won't have any more issues.
Hey, you know it. So, hey, just know Lincoln Addict is coming at you live and direct. We're going to be going crazy soon. But also, Mike, you kind of heard it there because we had you piped in. I know you had us on speakerphone. You were on mute. But it was really cool that Ron dropped an exclusive that his homie is bringing a show next May 2019, to, it's called Relax It in the Park up in Missouri. And, you know, that the month of May has, you know, a big meaning to me because for so many years, 8-9 years in a row, we went to Showfest. We always had a good time there in Greenville, Mississippi. So I'm super stoked that Ron is continuing the network with the homies, and they're going to do it up, man. So relaxed atmosphere, man, these guys continue to do it, and that's going to be cool stuff, Mike.
Yeah, I don't remember his last name. I know his first name is Jason. I've been talking to him on, you know, on Facebook, messaging back and forth. He's got a killer ass old school square body S10. And so definitely look forward to it, to the show. Another badass show put on by a bunch of good guys, man. Relaxed atmosphere, like you had mentioned. And I know Jason is going to be there with Ron at Camp and Drag this weekend. Definitely going to be a good time this weekend for sure.
You know it. And I kind of moved a little quick to go back to Spotify for a minute since we were having some audio difficulties. But I do want to the one thing I love about Spotify, and you get the same experience with Podbean, is you guys know that I take a good amount of time to put together the what I call the episode artwork. And, you know, sometimes it's a screenshot of, you know, badass artwork, but it always ties into that episode. So what Podbean, since they are the you know, the company that hosts our podcast, for anyone that uses that Podbean app, you get to see the same image that I usually post to Instagram. You'll see that as the cover artwork for that episode. Well, iTunes doesn't do that. It just has the main artwork. But with Spotify, it also, since it's pulling over from Podbean, you get to see, like, for instance, Ruben, episode 73, Rockin' with Ruben. You see that artwork there, and it's very, very cool because it takes us time to put that together. But, Mike, it amazes me the outlet that we have, you know, in 2018 to be able to do this. And now we're on Podbean, we're on iTunes, we're on Google, which is Google Play Music or Google Podcast. That's the new app. We're on Spotify. I mean, those five platforms right there, you don't need anything else. I mean, it's just that crazy.
Dude, it is definitely this has been one hell of a roller coaster, and I tell you what, I'm not ready to get off yet, brother. Just as long as we don't go upside down, I'm good to go.
Hey, as long as we play some Ozzy like at the Carnies. The Carnies love that Crazy Train song. You going? Yeah, so it's good shit. Mike, I did want to mention, for anybody that's not following on Instagram, there's a guy named Carrie Bewley, I think it is Bewley. I wanted to give a shout out to him. There's a long story that we want to really tell, but if you go on Instagram and type in Bewley, it's it's Carrie Bewley, Carey Bewley. He built many famous trucks back in the day in terms of paint. There was a famous truck that ended up in all places south of the border. Won't give away all the details. We're going to have him on real soon. But Mikey also lost a friend recently. I think his name was Rick Hansen. And he passed away. And, you know, Carrie had posted up that his buddy had passed. And I think they did a nice, you know, casket. It looked like there were some pinstriping on it. It's never easy when someone passes away, man.
No, that's for sure is never an easy thing. You know, to have happen in your life. But unfortunately, that's a part of life that that does happen. You know, growing up, you know, in the funeral home business, that's what my family owns. It's definitely something that is never something you get used to. That's for sure. And it is definitely tough. And, you know, definitely thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family.
For sure, man. So we're going to sync up very soon. If you follow us on our personal Facebook pages, I posted the other day and said that Mike, Vic, Ruben, and myself, we went through, and that 21 has grown. Like, we're almost at 30. I mean, we've got some names on there, like Phil Fowler. He just got back to me. We're going to have Phil on soon. You know, I mentioned Carrie Bewley. So many other names. A couple I don't want to mention. I just contacted them, and they said, hey, no problem. Let's do it. So, you know, Mike, the great thing about a podcast is we've got plenty of badass people to bring on and tell these stories, and we're happy to do it.
Yeah, and that's the damn truth. And I tell you what, we're having a damn good time doing it, too. That's for damn sure.
We are. Now, Mike, talking about R.A., the homie Jeremy from Florida, that sheep, though, he had this badass Dodge built by Jimmy's Rod and Customs. He, like he likes to do, he's on to the next one, sells it over to Twig, which is Checkmate 8 on Instagram. So Twig picks up the truck. Truck is still so fresh that Grant Cox Photography shoots the rig in front of a badass cornfield. A little bit of time goes by, as they so often do with these features, and Twig has already sold the truck on to the next guy, and boom, it's on the truckin' cover. So that new subscription issue just came. It was so strange because I was at Publix the other day, and I'm like, wait, I don't have this issue yet. What's going on? And I pick it up, and I flip to it, and I go, boom, it is the issue I'm waiting for. Of course, I didn't buy that issue because I knew that I was going to get the issue that I wanted that had the Dodge on the cover. And it's always great because not only did Jeremy own the truck, Twig's a good guy. He had it for a while. He enjoyed it. But Jimmy Graham of Jimmy's Rod and Customs and the team, right, he's got a few employees, they built that truck, and it deserved to be on the cover.
Jimmy is absolutely killing it, and I just think it's hilarious, all these people that I think me and you had this conversation the other day, that can't wait for Jimmy because, it takes too long, I don't want to be on that list, da-da-da-da. Then they go and have it somewhere. They go and do it somewhere else. And since they go and do it somewhere else, then they end up taking, by the time they get it done, they could have just had it done at TC's and or TC's. They could have had it done at Jimmy's, and it could have been done and done right the first time and not had any issues. So, guys, just be patient. Wait for the man, the myth, the legend, yes, Jimmy, sir. And you know you'll get it done, and you'll get it done right.
Yes, Mike. So, yes, yes, yes. I love it. And, hey, you know, I like to talk about, you know, trucking and street trucks. We love the magazine. But, Mike, there's another magazine that's a little bit more near and dear to our heart. And you know what magazine that is, homie.
Shit. Is it? No, it's definitely not that one because I don't know if they ever put out a magazine. Wait, All Time Low Magazine. Is that right, Jay?
Dude, it is, man. And this one's even better than, dare I say, Hustler Magazine.
Well, that's the one I was talking about. Which one did you think I was talking about?
Dude, man, I'm telling you. I go on atlmagazine.com, and I order extra issues because, you know what? It's got a 65 Lincoln on the cover, and I'm not even going to toot my own horn. I just think the car is awesome. I think Tom deserved it, and they made it happen. It's kind of like the famous movie, you know? If you build it, they will come. Well, hey, Tom did it, didn't he?
No, you know it, brother. And like we talked about on the last episode, man, I definitely want to congratulate you because that is absolutely badass. And it couldn't have happened to a better guy. And that damn car, like you said, is absolutely flawless and definitely deserves to be on the cover of ATL All Time Low Magazine. And guys, make sure if you have a subscription to All Time Low Magazine, make sure you guys are standing out there waiting by that mailbox because we don't want your mailman taking it. And because all the subscriptions have been sent out. And don't forget about that pull out poster inside each and every one of those magazines. And Jay, I also ordered extra copies because I definitely want you signing mine.
Oh,
and
snap. So
hell yeah. I definitely look forward to getting it, man. I can't wait.
Hey, well, it's the first for them. They went outside their comfort zone and said, hey, it is All Time Low Magazine. It's not All Time Truck Magazine. And they hooked us up. They said, you know what? We're going to put a car on the cover. And I definitely dig it. So make sure you subscribe. If you are great, you're like, dude, I've heard this commercial a million times. And we go, yes, but they're good people. So support the real deal, Holyfield. So Mike, one of our other favorite companies that kind of have something to do with air suspension, they've got a Born Day that's coming up, man. I know you are stoked.
Hell yeah, because our one of our favorite companies that we promote and they promote us, good old Vyair. They turned 20 this month. So congratulations to Vyair, 20 years young, and definitely look forward to them being around for another 20 years for damn sure.
Dude, Vyair Corp, check that hashtag, or just Vyair. I always hashtag both. Bottom line, they're the best in the business. And if you hashtag and tag them, they often will reshare some badass vehicles. So make sure you're doing that. So, Mike, as we kind of start to wind down a little bit, I did want to kind of talk about some shows. We really plug a lot of shows, including Sicknick, which I'm super stoked for. We talked a little bit about Camp and Drag, but I know the Spark show, I think we just had the guy on, and I'm super stoked for it.
Hell yeah. We just had Adam Tripp on, and of course, Adam Tripp and his, I think he called him his brother-in-law, if I'm not mistaken, the Don, you know, they put together the Spark Show. It's there in Sevierville, Tennessee. I think I pronounced that wrong, but that's all right. Pigeon Forge, you know, it's close to that area. So it's good to have a mini trucking show back up in that area. They're at the fairgrounds, and it's going to be a kick-ass time. You know, they got the after party. I'm sorry, not the after party, but the pre-party Friday night. And I believe it was sponsored by No Regrets. And they're going to have a taco bar. And don't get it confused with that other show that has them on a ship. They actually got a taco bar, and they're going to have live bands. And it's going to be a kick-ass time. I believe they said they had cornhole going. So definitely check out the Spark Show, man. It's going to be top 35, I believe, with a whole bunch of best ofs. And they got a great thing helping out the kids there. I don't remember what those things were called, Jay. I don't know if you recall. But, you know, it's just another show, another group of guys in the mini trucking community that's helping the kids. So definitely want to check the Spark Show out and get there, have a good time, and tell Adam Tripp and the Don, his brother-in-law, that OLP sent you.
Hey, it was, you know it, it was Pops for Patience. I thought that was cool. And, hey, I meant to mention this the other day. When you got a name like Don Dizzy Davis, I mean, dude, you're definitely the Don, dude. So that was a cool nickname. Okay, so, Mike, I'm going to fast forward a little bit to next year. I am not going on a cruise. Forbidden Fantasy, the dates were announced. And what happened, I got home and I was going to book the hotel. And guess what, Mike?
Yeah. They are gone.
Man, gone. I was on with Vic the other day, and I go, yeah, you know, Vic, so, I just got home. I got home late tonight, long-ass day. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go on. I was like, wait, I pull up Facebook, and here's Brian Good. Rooms are sold out. We're working with the guys down the street. So if anybody has a room and, they want a partner to crash in there, let me know. If not, I'll figure something out. You know what I mean, Mike?
Jay, I think you are the captain of figuring something out. After I watched you figure this out at Scraping the Coast, I don't think you'll ever have a problem getting a room. But I tell you what, guys, if you guys are going to Forbidden Fantasy, you definitely want to try to get a room there at that hotel, the Avi, because, man, there's nothing better than being able to just roll out of bed, go right down, and be right there at the show. Now, granted, you know, the other hotels are not that far away. They're right down the road. But at the same time, if there is extra rooms or somebody selling the room or there's cancellations, make sure you guys get that room. Get your room there at the Avi because, dude, it was a damn good time last year. And I highly recommend this show to anybody and everybody if you've been or if you haven't been because Mr. Good and the rest of the Forbidden Fantasy crew – they absolutely kill it, and this is definitely a show that you want to put on your list, and you want to be there for sure.
Hells to the yes, dude. I cannot wait. You can follow Forbidden Fantasy Show. I think it's FFF_show on Instagram. You know all the homegirls, the homeboys in Forbidden Fantasy. They keep it 100, and they keep the pedal stomped, so we appreciate what they do. Well, Mike, I mean, we've got a couple last-minute updates from music, tech, entertainment. I just wanted to kind of throw out there that I'm looking forward to the new FX show, The Mayans. It's going to take place right after Jax is, you know, basically killed or, you know, commit suicide at the end of Sons of Anarchy. Spoiler alert, oops, for anybody that hasn't watched that. But it's The Mayans is going to be a new show by the same creator, Kurt Sutter. I think it's going to have a huge cult following. Hopefully it has success. I know that Kurt Sutter went on to direct a movie that had Jax in it. I think it was something from it took place in England or something. And it didn't do very well. But definitely looking forward to that. I know FX also has another show from the producer, or executive producer, John Singleton of Boys in the Hood fame. It's called Snowfall. That looks pretty good as well. But Mike, did you want to give just a couple shout outs? You know, anything else you wanted to share, I should say, you know, in reference to some of the merch that we have going on, and then we'll give our shout outs, man.
Absolutely, brother. What I just got done doing is I posted up the OLP first rad shirt. I just posted up on the page and in the group. Those are all the shirts that we sizes that we have left. And Ruben, I know you're going to listen to this, so I need your address. I know you told me you paid, but you didn't send your address, buddy. So send me your address so I can get those shirts sent off to you and the boss. We appreciate you always supporting what we do. So guys, next is going to be the hats, the OLP hat. We're going to have two different styles. They're going to be the same color. One's going to be black. The other one's going to be black. And we have ODB's style of hat, which is the snapback and the flat bill. And then we got the mayor's style, which is the mesh hat. So flex fit. So you are going to be able to pick one of the two. I'm going to post up the picks, and we're going to do a pre-order for 2 weeks. I'm going to post it up tonight as soon as we get done recording right now. And, of course, it's Wednesday night tonight, so you're going to see that up there very soon. And we're going to talk about the price. And, guys, order away, baby. I know a bunch of you guys have been asking for these hats, and here they come. Here they are. So order them up. And then we got the second shirt will be out by the end of this month, beginning of next month. So we're coming, baby. So you guys get ready. And thanks again for all the support. We definitely appreciate it, Airhead Nation.
You know it, Mike. I definitely know that I've got a few guys I need to send out stickers to that I had promised, and some of the keychains, so like they had paid, or you know, you had the shirts and I had the other gear. So we're going to, you know, over time, as Mike mentioned, that was the first shirt. We're going to make things as easy as we can. You know, if we can do an online checkout type thing. We had one of the homies, I felt bad. He had sent the PayPal money, but he put like the in the email address. You know, that's what the podcast name is. But, you know, that's not what the email address was. So we missed his size. You know, that was my fault. But at the end of the day, hey, it was a little bit rocky. But, you know, I'd say 96, 97, 98% of it was smooth. Mike did a great job mailing those out. So we appreciate you, Mike.
Hell yeah, brother. No problem. Anything for the Airhead Nation. We appreciate you guys. And just look for some more stuff coming soon. But, you know, Jay, let's go ahead and give some shout outs. And let's get this damn podcast posted, baby, because you know what? Everybody's looking for that, you know, Friday. And, you know, we got to keep that OLP Airhead Nation Fridays going.
Hells to the yeah. So you already know Scraping the Coast, but, hey, we're past that, and we're on to Sick Nick. We talked about that. I definitely want to tell everyone, please visit sparklesdetail.com. Their Croftgate products are top-notch. You're not going to find anything better in the industry. The website is all refreshed. You've got a lot of different products that are 32-ounce for around $20 and up. So make sure you support Sparkles Detail. Most importantly, go to the shows that they sponsor. And also, when you're at the show, have them clean your ride. There's no one that's better that knows what's going down and what products to put on your precious metal. So they will take care of you. Hammered Weekend Wear. You heard from the homie Ron Perkins. We cannot plug him enough. The shirts are top quality. I would never tell you to spend money on something that I wouldn't do as myself. All Time Low Magazine. Boom, you already know. You got to tell you got to tell Rich and Beth they got to get on that winter 2018 issue. I bet you they're already on it. Vieira Corp, thank you. Grindr-TV.com, good people. Make sure you subscribe to Grindr TV and Low Life Mikey Show on YouTube. Mike, that's all I got for you, homie.
Hey, Jay, Airhead Nation.
We got you. Peace out, y'all. Yo, yo. So, hey, we're not finished yet. So, a little bit quicker, a little bit shorter of an episode. Want to definitely give a shout out to everyone that continues to support the podcast via those screenshots, clicking those share arrows, whether it be on Instagram or in your favorite podcast app. Often you can just click on share, text it, post it to Facebook. We continue to see growth month over month. August, which is next month, that's going to hit our, third anniversary. So we're super stoked. We'll be out at the Memorial Cruise, as it's referred to, in Orlando. Really looking forward to that. I dropped some Lincoln news on you guys earlier. So just to recap, definitely stoked to be able to get behind the microphone and talk about my passion, these 60-era Lincoln Continentals. There's so much to know about them. And I think it's a topic that a lot of people are going to enjoy, even if they don't own one, because there's a lot of history. JFK, of course, he loved the suicide door Lincolns. He was obviously in one when he was assassinated. There's just a lot of history with these cars, very sought after. I really thank the Entourage TV show for really pushing the envelope, I believe, with that and with some of the prices that we've seen. But I say all that, if you're looking for a Lincoln Continental convertible, I tell you what, there's a deal of a lifetime. Right now, I got a guy that I've been following for a while on Instagram. It's all together, no underscores, 64 Continental. When you see the avatar, it's a little red 64 Lincoln, so you can't miss it. And 64 Continental has an epic 64 red convertible, white interior, super badass. It's got bucket seats, which for anybody that knows is one of the rarest features on in these 60 Lincoln cars. I really think the 67 right-hand mirror is even more rare. And, long story short, he's going to go ahead and, move the car. I tell you, if I didn't have the 64 I bought, I would jump on this deal. I'll let you reach out to him if you're serious. It's not a car that's given away, but by all means, I can tell you I follow the price points very closely, whether it be on eBay or some of the different sales that we see within the Facebook groups and whatnot. You definitely need to get after this one if you're looking to get in and buy one. And I wanted to give this detail because on Instagram last night, I actually went on my at Lincoln Addict, clicked on the story, to be able to post or type an update. And I mentioned that I was going to mention this car for sale. The guy's a good dude. If I remember correctly, he's in the Northeast and he picked up this car. From what I understand, he's kind of been the curator of it. He's got tons of videos on there. Well, several videos, tons of photos, indoor photos. I haven't seen the car in person. I haven't been underneath the car. But I'll tell you what, from photos, the interior and everything, I would say it's pretty badass. Now, of course, for anyone that wants to buy this type of car, just like I did back in December, you got to see it in person. And seeing the setup that he has, I'm guessing he has a lift. So you could always, of course, ask for those photos. Anytime you're buying something, you always want to see up underneath it. We've seen a couple horrible sales where people have paid mid $30,000 for these cars and they get them and they're just lipsticked up. They're horrible. On the outside, you're like, oh man, I'm balling, man. This is the car, man. I'm the man. I'm putting the top down. You look up underneath the car and you could just put your fist through the floorboard. I mean, horrible. So the moral of the story with Lincoln Continentals, as I segue into the Lincoln Addict podcast, which I'll be producing and hosting, I just tell everyone if 1,000 people say it's their dream car, there's going to be a small percentage that actually end up with one. And that small percentage that ends up buying one of these cars usually gets pretty frustrated and they don't want to own one because there's plenty of challenges with them. The parts aren't reproduced. For the most part, we're starting to see some more love from a few vendors. But, you can't just go to AutoZone or Advance Auto Parts and buy a water pump, you know, like you can for your Chevy pickup or 283 Impala. You know, the parts are a dime a dozen. With these, you got to pretty much get everything rebuilt, so on and so forth. So I tell people all the time, it's way better to buy one. You know, you'll see price points easily at 30 grand, 40 grand, you know, 35, 38. It's way more, I'd say, lucrative for the owner or the purchaser to buy something that they can validate that maybe has had John Cashman go through the top and the windows and some of these other, you know, small engineering defects that they've had. Because when you start parcelling that out and you're hitting the certain vendors and, you know, you're getting John Cashman to come out and he spends the afternoon or the day there working on your car, I mean, it's going to add up. And before you know it, you're going to have a ton of money. The tops are easily $1,000 just for the material. Then if you're going to change the top, you might as well do the wiring. The wiring is reproduced, so you end up getting that. There's a few other things you end up getting. And before you know it, you know, you easily got a grand to $1,500 just in the materials to get the top done. Then you got to have someone install it. And hopefully it's someone that knows what they're doing, that's not going to put the staples through the wiring. We've seen that. You know, we've seen it all. But bottom line, I just wanted to kind of segue a little bit into Lincoln Addict. I think once I get the first episode posted that people are really going to enjoy it. There's a lot of topics to hit on. And coming out of the gate with about one episode every 2 weeks, so bi-weekly, you know, it's not going to infringe on our lifestyle, the podcast, which I love, love, love producing. As I mentioned earlier, plenty of guests coming up for the rest of 2018, including Phil Fowler. Talked to Kerry Iacino, I think I'm saying his name right, that used to run IF Customs. So give you guys a little bit of a tease there that, you know, Kerry, I slapped hands with them several times, you know, going to shows throughout the country, including at Showfest when they brought Matt Eye's truck out, when they, you know, had that epic cruise and Kool-Aid was rolling with them and everything. So, you know, there's a lot of history there, and that's just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we're talking, we're bringing names out from, you know, old magazine features. I'm getting in contact with all kinds of people, and, you know, don't get it twisted. I definitely appreciate, you know, many of you guys have given us leads on, you know, key people. Hey, here's a guy you should have on. No, man, this chick, man, she knows her stuff. That's what we want to do. So by all means, you can email us anytime. We have two email addresses, but the easiest one is ourlifestylepodcast@gmail.com. Just like Ronnie from C10 Talk, I heard him say this before. I know when you like message us through Instagram, you know, Mike and I are both in Instagram. So we may see it. Maybe we're working, then we click. You know, it's no diss that we don't get right back to you. But if you really, truly want to get a hold of us, it's probably easiest to email us at ourlifestylepodcast@gmail.com. That's also our PayPal address, so that's how I remember it. We appreciate everyone sticking with us. You know, long story short, we're going to keep the pedal stomped. It's just halfway through 2018, if you could believe that. Plenty of guests lined up, plenty of interviews to do. And just keep rocking with us and keep sharing it and letting people know that, man, all the top outlets, it's easy to find us. If you haven't heard of what a podcast is in 2018, then you're slipping. You know what I mean? But shout out to everybody out there. We appreciate y'all. ODB.
Gotcha. Yo, everything in life is a hustle. No matter how you do it, just make sure you do it hood. Hey, yo, Mike, talk to him, G.
They say we couldn't do it. I say, nigga, it's done. Since I got mine, I had to get the world some. It was bound to happen. Hood took him under when he rise to the top with the cream day one. I fall into a coma like slumber, but he like he on one, taking on all comers. Aspiring to be OG life with that tutelage, OG Big Mike. Schooled him on what these cold streets all like. Hindsight's a blessing, he got his mind right. Now how the young boy shine bright. Pocket so heavy, nigga gotta pack light. That's life, henceforth is the plight. Simple but detrimental, we getting some mag right. Big on our fundamentals, posted dunking facing. Championship shit, chasing it out the basement. Eight, outpacing them. They complacent and hating. We making it kingdom coming to waiting. With patience, patience.
I learned how to wait. Life can bring you trouble, so you gotta keep the faith.
Yeah.
Keep on pushing, keep on. It's never too late. All my life been a struggle, so I won't hesitate. I got money to make.
Just a little BG had dreams so curious. The world is a ghetto, locus, I'm serious. Good tales how to double up cash. Blast on the opponent, drive-bys a smash. Ash mixed with the reefer. Get down for the set, then you, your homies keeper. Yeah, getting deeper, but it's like that, kid. One more strike and it's lifetime bid. Damn, gotta make another way. Cause niggas in the struggle avoid the gunplay. Yeah, or ducking the one time. Little homie in the mix, low, can I get mine? Doc, I push the line, but the climb so steep. Sky's the limit, but we in too deep. Cause he would grow up to be labeled a convict. Then hit the paper and gave him the dust sick.
Yeah. I learned how to wait. Life can bring you trouble, so you gotta keep the faith. Keep on pushing,
keep on.
Never too late. All my life been a struggle,
yeah.
So I won't hesitate. I got money to make.
Dear mama, they got me in the mix. Neighborhood tapes, get your gang rap fixed,
yeah.
Lolo's hopping for a few dead bread. He with the works, what the neighborhood said. He got it, more money bring way more hoes. Banging on wax, enemies at the show.
What up, what up?
Cold game, niggas still gon' hate,
yeah.
I'm way past that, but the game don't wait. Street knowledge while I fill up the tank. Good with the flows, mean money in the bank.
Ching.
Think twice, nigga, sell, lay soul. A couple of dollar signs, raps out of control.
Out of control.
Stay in control with it, nigga, let's roll.
Pull
a couple blunts and get your pockets on swole. Anytime, motherfucker, get at us. Real with the speech and that's OG status.
I learned how to wait. Life can bring you trouble, so you gotta keep the faith. Keep on pushing.
Blue Stamp Official.
It's never too late.
You're out.
All my life been a struggle.
Frank Sinatra on the beat.
So I won't hesitate. I got money to make.
Beating them down low.